Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning to all of you. This is Renard Johnson. Welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. We're here to give God praise, and it's just a wonderful day to praise Him. The Bible says in Psalms that we were created to praise God. And I think we ought to do what we were created to do, and that is praise God. Let's go to prayer first, and then we'll come back with the praise unto Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for every person on this line. We do reverence you. We do give you the praise and give you all the adoration. You are so ultra awesome, and you've been so multitudinously good to us. And we just praise you and thank you for everything. We ask you to bless this prayer line today. Oh, my God, touch it. Every person who participates, every person who's on the line, I pray that you let them have miracles. Miracles like they've never seen in 2015. I know you're doing it for me, and if you're doing it for me, you're doing it for others. Thank you so very, 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 very much. Now, Father, we ask that you forgive us for all sins, anything that we've done that we don't even know. Forgive us. We pray for omission and commission. Bless this prayer line in a very special way. We ask you in the name of Jesus to look on those who are bereaved and help them through their storms. Look on those who are sick and heal their bodies. Look on those who are incarcerated and bring them out. Look on those who are down and pick them up. Oh God, every problem, you're able to solve it. And we just thank you for what you've already done, for what you're going to do, and for what you're doing right now. Look on those in foreign lands, Lord. Supply their every need. Food, clothing, just all kind of needs in those lands. Bless them, water. Amen. Bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now we give you the glory and give you all the praise. It belongs to you. Thank you for what you're doing, not only on the prayer line, but on the blog line. Oh, God, you're blessing in such an ultra-awesome way, and we praise you for it. We go forward today. Help us, Lord, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and adoration, and we ask all of these things properly in his name for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. And good morning to all of you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. Amen. Y'all are moving a little slow here. Amen. All right. Let's speak to the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord. Good morning. He is in the room. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. Some of y'all don't be so comfortable in your beds. The enemy will try to put you back to sleep. He doesn't want you to hear nothing, say nothing, and do nothing. But in the name of Jesus, we give him glory. I got up this morning, 4 o'clock. I came over here to be with my mother. Amen. The Lord moved on my heart yesterday. He said it to me once, and then he strongly came back and said, call your mother and pray for her. I'm reminded many times, I hope you get some wisdom from this. The Holy Ghost gave me wisdom from it. Many times when you pray for your loved ones and they're getting better and better, the enemy would like for you to let down and let up, you might say. Stop praying because you say, well, they're all right now. And that's the time he comes in the back door. And you get that notice that they have left, they have died. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me strongly yesterday and said, shut the back door, son. Close the back door of your mother. I stopped everything. I was on youth prayer lines, told them I had to go. Amen. And I called my mother, and my wife answered. So I thank God for her. She goes to see her, my mother, every day. Thank God for her. And spends several hours with her. But she answered, and I'll let her tell you. Is she on the phone this morning? Are you there, Lady Betty? Ambassador Betty? She'll be there.
Yes.
I just want you to tell what the Lord did.
Yesterday evening?
Yes.
Probably about 8 o'clock, Chief Ambassador called to pray for Mom, and he had no idea that Mom was extremely tired, not hardly able to lift her arms and legs, and she was just in a state where she just wanted to give up again. So when he called, he said, God told me to call and pray for Mom right now. He had no idea. So that call and that prayer was right on time for Mom. And she did perk up and feel better after that prayer.
And see, the enemy would try to close the back door. He'll try to come in the back door. And you need to, when you have prayed for your loved ones and they seem to be getting better, that's not a time to let down. It's a time to be very, very careful and watchful because the enemy will try to take your loved one. And so I do yield to the Holy Ghost. And if Mom wants to leave here, I told her I'm fine with that. But the Holy Ghost showed me it was not Bernard Johnson. It was the Holy Ghost. He said that the enemy is trying to take our seniors out of here because they're the ones with the wisdom. They know the devil's games and they know the devil's plans and how he works, strategies. And they're trying to help young people. See, these young folk, I don't want to insult nobody, but they don't really know nothing. It's the seniors who have been through storms and tests and trials. And they know how to warn the younger women, the younger men, avoid this. Don't go down that road because that road would take you to destruction. And the enemy doesn't want that. So he's trying to take most of the seniors out of here. But the Holy Ghost gave me a revelation to tell y'all. He said Peter was there at the cross. He saw Jesus die, looking up at Jesus. Something happened to him. And even though he messed up and denied Christ, you have to remember that somehow God gave him another chance. And he was there on the day of Pentecost and received the Holy Ghost. And if you follow the text, afterwards, Peter began to preach Jesus. It was at that time he had lived several years on this earth. But it was at that time that Peter preached Jesus to a crowd of thousands of people. And that day, over 3,000 people were saved in one day. In other words, God blessed Peter to do in one day what he actually exceeded what he had done in his entire life. I said to Mother Johnson, Mother Johnson, you've accomplished a lot in your life, but you're positioned now to be able to reach more people now than you ever have in your entire life. I'm just believing that she's going to be able to reach more people in one day. And God's saving her for that one day, 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, whatever it may. It's all in his hands. But they can reach more people now. She's got more influence now than she's ever had in her life. It's for a reason. God gives people influence for a reason. I'm cognizant of that myself. As I come to you as humbly as I know how, I do realize that I have an influence for a reason. And it's to reach people for Jesus Christ. So hopefully there will be a wisdom seminar for you today. Don't let the enemy fool you and allow you to let down. But go and pray as hard or harder than you've ever prayed before. I think I prayed harder on yesterday, on last night for Mother Johnson than I've ever prayed before. And I think she said the same thing. Oh, my God. Is she awake? Amen. Thank God. She'll be awake in a little while. But let's go to God and thank him for what he's done, not just for Mother Johnson, but let's thank him for what he's done for you. I am mindful of people around me and have compassion. Don't want to be selfish at all. So let's thank him for what he's done for you. If God bless you to be awake this morning and you can move your legs and arms and feet and you can think, you got a right to thinking. If your heart beat all night long, do you realize how many beats your heart beat last night? You owe God a whole lot of thank yous because one of those beats could have stopped and you wouldn't be here today. So don't be arrogant and sit there talking about, I'm going to let other folk praise God. No, 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 that's not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will tell you to give God praise, for he deserves all the things he's done for you. All right. When I say praise check, let's open our mouths and give God glory and give him praise. All right, you ready? We'll see what level your praise is on. Praise check, everybody. God bless you. Praise check. Let's praise God right now. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You,
thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You've been so good.
Still keeping me. I'm still being thankful that he's still
with me, and I never deny him. I always could not trust in God, and he will deliver. So you guys continue to keep praying for me.
All right, Sister Peterson, that's wonderful. Y'all heard her this morning. She gave a praise report, and thank God for her. All right, anybody else with a praise report? What God has done to you. Anybody?
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Uh-huh.
I just thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all the saints on this prayer line. I thank the Lord for Mother Johnson hearing her voice on this morning. And I just want to thank the Lord on yesterday. I didn't feel good. My big toe on my foot is swollen. I can't hardly walk. And I don't know why. I just woke up yesterday morning and it was swollen. But I was in here cleaning up yesterday, and I got a phone call on my cell phone. I didn't get a chance to get to it because I can't hardly walk. But when I got to my phone, I called the number that was on the phone. And I just thank you, Jesus. When I called the number back, it was the Internal Revenue Service. And they told me that I had a check waiting for me. And I just started praising the Lord. Just thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I try to do right by my pastor. I love my pastor, Lady Betty and Mother Johnson. And on Sunday when the pastor said, get in the line, I got in the line and I paid my tithes. And when that lady called me this morning and told me that, yesterday morning and told me that I had a check, I said, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I haven't been feeling good, but I thank the Lord. Sometimes in the morning I get up, I can't even hardly talk. But I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm asking the saints to continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
Sister Lucille?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, when you got in the line Sunday, what prayer did I pray? I prayed a prayer that said, Lord, let them receive checks that they don't expect.
Yes, sir.
Let them checks. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You got one, you're giving them. All right.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Now, I've been telling y'all, she said her big toe was swollen. I've been telling y'all, and y'all been laughing probably, I imagine. But you ought to thank God you got a big toe, because if you didn't have one, you couldn't even stand up. Do you realize that God gave you big toes that you can balance yourself when you stand? You'd be walking like a drunk man. You wouldn't be able to keep your balance if you didn't have them. See, some of y'all take all these things for granted. You take your eyes for granted. You never say, thank you, Lord, for my eyes. Your ears, you can hear. You never say, thank you, Lord, for my ears. And your heart's beating all night long. Do you know how many beats your heart beats? One of them could have killed you if it stopped on your own one of them. And you just don't, you take so many things for granted. You blinking your eyes this morning. Do you know if you didn't blink your eyes, what would happen? Oh, my Lord. God has been extremely good to you, and you would sit there and not even praise him?
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus, for my toes.
Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Lord,
that sounds funny, but you better learn to praise the Lord for everything he does for you.
That's right.
Amen. And don't wait till the battle's over to start praising God. Then you know you got the victory. No, no, no. Praise him on the way.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. Anybody else have a praise report?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank him for how he blessed over the weekend. My son, on Saturday morning, my son, Kenneth, had a shortness of breath, and he can't communicate too well, but I could tell he had chest pains. And the paramedics came and took him to the hospital. But God blessed, and he's doing better. They let him come home Sunday, and he's doing better. And I'm thanking God for the wisdom that Dr. Johnson gave us this morning about the back door. And I got so much encouragement Sunday at church, how the Lord just came in and how the Lord just spoke to us. God speaks to us. And I thank him for the prophecy that went forth, and it just encouraged me. And Dr. Johnson was so encouraging this morning to let us know about the back door and how to keep on praying. And I thank God for that. I thank Him for this precious way of holiness. I thank Him for this prayer line, and I thank Him for each and every one of you.
Thank you, Mother Digby. I want to appreciate you. Need for you to call me, Mother Digby. God bless you. All right, anybody else having a praise report?
Let everything that have breath praise you, the Lord. This is Sister Sheila from Connecticut. I'm truly praising God this morning. I'm giving Him my all and my all. Even though when I think I'm not, I'm still giving God my all and all. I just thank God this morning for this great morning. I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my church family. I thank God for the family on this prayer line. You all are my family. I thank God for you all, that you all to have your health and strength this morning. I thank God this morning because it's a great day, and I'm just giving God all the praises today. God bless you all, and have a wonderful day.
All right. Anyone else? I can take maybe two more.
Praise the Lord. This wonderful day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, and I am rejoicing in it. I praise God for the sun and the moon and the stars. I thank God for everything, and I just want to thank God for hearing Mother Johnson's voice this morning, and much honor and respect to you, Chief. I just a second ago forwarded you an email, and I'll forward it also to Dr. Pfeiffer. And just take a look at it, and I want you to show it to Mother Johnson. The oldest woman in the world just passed on yesterday, 116. She's a member of my family, Mother Gertrude Weaver. And her expectation was a visit from President Obama this year in July. But I'm telling you, she had purpose, mission in her heart. Beautiful young lady at 116. So I just want to say to you, Mother Johnson, it's not over until God says it's over. Glory to God. You're just in your 90s. You got some more years to go. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Master Stiff. Let's take another praise report.
And, all right. God, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How y'all doing today?
We're doing right. Tremendous.
Is everybody on the praise line?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Jesus. That means we're alive and well. Thank God for it. I got me a new job. Hallelujah.
Hey, thank you.
All right, mommy.
I'm going to be a greeter at Myers, a supermarket.
Oh, goodness.
And I just thank the Lord that He put me there to make people smile, and I can throw them a nugget and tell them how good God is.
Amen.
Beautiful.
He always puts you in a place at the right time. Your mother just got a long ways to go. So we're just going to have to keep trucking along.
That's right. All right, Mother. We praise God for you and thank God for you so very, very much.
Praise
all right. Mother. We surely will, Mother. I was wondering if Larry Weinstein is on the line this morning. If you're there, can you identify yourself? All right. I tell you, God is so good. We praise Him on this prayer line for all of His goodness and kindness. I will take another praise report. If you have one, jump in there and give us a praise report. Anybody else? Before we move this morning. Yeah, I have time.
Dr. Johnson, this is Mother Wilson. Mm-hmm. I thank God this morning for being able to be alive. And I thank Him for on yesterday how He blessed me to just, my son was wanting to go outside and cut the grass, and the Lord blessed me to be able to go out there and pick up some grass and cut some grass. And I hadn't been out there doing anything in a long time outside. But yesterday I was blessed to go out there and help him out. And I wanted to go fishing, so he took me there. I didn't catch anything, but I was there. And the air was so good for me. And I thank God for that because I hadn't been able to do it. So God is good. And I thank him and want you to continue to pray for me.
We certainly will, Mother. God bless you. And thank you so much. All right. Let's move to our prayer request this morning. Do we have one of our ambassadors or ambassadors-elect or anyone who would like to get those prayer requests? If so, I open the line to you. Otherwise, we'll take them. Anyone? All right. God bless you. I'm opening the line for the prayer request this morning. If you have something that is dear to your heart that you want prayer for, we'll be happy to have prayer for you. The line is open to you for your prayer request.
Sister Peterson, thank you. I'm spoken for me. And I pray for Mr. Rod to change there. His body is a little cancer. He didn't know he had it until last week, and it's all over his body, just about.
That's an unspoken request for you? Oh.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This is Mother Wilson again. I have an unspoken request for myself, and also I'm requesting prayer for Emma Holloman. She went yesterday and had some blood clots took out of her knee, and she's constantly having blood clots taken out of her legs, her knee, or something. And I'm requesting prayer for her today that the Lord will deliver her of those blood clots so she won't have to go and have that done. I know God is able.
And that's, what's her first name? I know the last name is Hardiman.
Emma
Hardiman, okay.
Right.
Let's take one more unspoken request and we'll get them all together.
Mother Digby, unspoken.
All right. Anybody else unspoken? All right, who will pray for these unspoken requests? That's Sister Peterson, Mother Wilson, and Mother Digby. And then they ask prayer for Emma Hardiman. Who will take that those requests and pray for them? Come on, saints. Are you all awake this morning?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, God. First of all, we want to ask you for forgiveness for those sins of omission and commission. Father God, we thank you for another day that you have allowed us to see. Lord, come before you today, Lord, lifting up those with the unspoken request. Those that got the opportunity to request for an unspoken request and those that did not. God, you know the circumstances of each and every one of us. You know what we stand in need, Lord, and you know how to fix it. God, we're believing in you, as you said, ask, and it shall be given. And God, we're asking you right now to put your grace, your mercy upon these special requests. God, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you because we know that you're working it out and that there is nothing too hard for you. God, we believe in you, and we know that you can never leave us nor forsake us.
Yes.
We ask you right now that you bless each and every one of us, asking for prayer in the name of Jesus. And we will be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you. Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Anyone else have a prayer request this morning?
Sister Jolene Garnett, requesting prayer for you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you.
Johnson, and for the Garnett family.
Beautiful.
And keep the back door closed. That's my request for today. God bless you.
Wonderful, wonderful. I certainly appreciate that, Sister Garnett. That's so compassionate. And I certainly appreciate any prayer I can get and for my family and also Ambassador Lady Betty. God bless you. Let's take a couple more prayer requests here, and then we'll get all three of those at the same
time. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, mm-hmm. Mother Chester. Just keep Pastor Gene and Pastor Tony and my family in prayer. And that's my prayer.
It's beautiful praying for you, pastors. God bless you. One more person.
Mother Digby, I want to request prayer for my pastor, Pastor Jamal. He had a heart attack a while back, and he's doing better, and God is blessing him. But he has a touch of pneumonia, and so I want to pray for him.
All right. Someone take those three requests. Amen. If you would, anybody get them? Mother Johnson for her pastors, Pastor Gina and Pastor Tony, and Mother Digby for her pastor, Pastor Jamal. All right. And Sister Geraldine Garnett requested prayer from me, and I believe it was for Master Lady Betty and for my mother. God bless you. Someone take that prayer request. Amen. Saints, come on. The line is open to you.
Father God, in the hallelujah, praise your name this morning. Father God, we all need to repent in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Woo, glory, 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 in the name of Jesus. Like, thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning boldly in your spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, every prayer request that went up, Father's name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Each person, Father God, you know who they are. In the name of Jesus, all sickness and not unto death. In the name of Jesus, they shall live and not die. The kind of works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. We ask God to bless the Johnson family, Dr. Johnson and his family, and his wife, and all the children. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And every prayer request that went forth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking God to keep his hands on everybody, Father God, and heal them from, thank you, Jesus, from heart attacks and strokes. In the name of Jesus, Lord, whatever this sickness or disease may be, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking God to bless them and heal them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the sole of their feet, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we, God, we're giving him all the praise and all the glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking God to bless everybody on his prayer line this morning. In the name of Jesus, whatever the condition or the situation or even in their finances, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking God to bless them today. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. And we give God all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Jesus, over every prayer request. In Jesus' name we pray today. And thank God, amen, thank you, Jesus. Amen, thank you, Jesus, and amen.
And amen, thank you, wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful. Thank you, Prophetess Baker. God bless you so much.
Thank
all
you.
Right, all right, we're here. And if there's anyone else needing a special prayer, let us know. Make your request known, and we'll try to get that done. Anyone else? The line is open to you.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
816, and I am just calling in requesting prayer on my job search. This is Charlotte Gray. Anyone else that's looking for a job, partner with me in prayer, just thanking God for the door to be open for a good job. So that's my prayer request today. And I want to add on the back end just in regards to the finances. I had to, my unemployment has stopped a couple times. So I just thank God for all that he's doing, what he's taking care of me in between and all around my family. So that's my prayer request today for the funds for First Fruit as well, the 10,000s with an S. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you so much, Sister Shauna. Anybody want to pray for that? I'm closing the prayer request out. Anyone else want to pray for that?
Father God, thank you. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah to your name, oh Father. God,
yes,
we just want to give you glory and praise. We lift up your maid servant, Sister Charlotte, has petitioned you on many occasions for a great job, a good job. And God, we just want to bring your word to your remembrance that you are our God, that no good thing would you withhold from them that walketh uprightly before you. Oh, God, we thank you right now that we see the doors opening in a spiritual realm, oh, God, and close every door that's not supposed to be before her, oh, God. God, she's given you a request. You said whatever we ask in your name that you would do it, where two or three coming together in your name that you would be in the midst. And we just greet you and welcome the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, oh God. God, we thank you right now. You said in your word that all of our ways, and we just acknowledge you and you will direct. And God, right now, you've already touched someone's heart to bless this great woman of God with a job, oh God. But we ask that you unstop the deaf ears. In the name of Jesus, we bind anything that would hinder the progress of this job in the name of Jesus. We bind the spiritual wickedness in high places that are holding up her blessing in the name of Jesus. We curse it at the root right now, oh God. And God, we praise you, oh God, that you just released your divine favor upon a household, that they will not suffer and go without not one day in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are shepherd, you are provider, you're Jehovah Jireh in our life, oh God. You are El Shaddai, the God that's more than enough. And God, this day we decree and declare that her steps have been ordered in the name of Jesus, that she'll walk up into a employment line or in the agency, oh God, and the doors and the phones will begin to ring, and God, and that you touch their heart, and Sister Charlotte would be on their mind, and doors has been closed that should have been heard. God, don't let them rest in the name of Jesus. Let them see her face, glory to God. Let them hear her voice in the name of Jesus, that I must give this great woman of God a job. And everyone on the line that is seeking a job, all over the world that's seeking a job in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood right now. We plead the blood in the atmosphere, oh God. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but we're going to do a violent prayer and it take it. In the name of Jesus, everything that's promised, God, what you have for them, they will receive in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your mercy right now. We thank you for your grace right now. God, that we remove ourselves out of the way, oh God, that you would be glorified in the name of Jesus, that no weapons that has formed against the people of God shall prosper. Oh God, we see the doors in the spiritual realm, and right now, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you praise for it right now in the name of Jesus, that you made her be a helpmeet in her household. Bless her. Bless her family. Bless her children. Bless them going in and bless them coming out in the name of Jesus. And we seal this prayer, and we thank you that it's done. Amen, amen, amen. And release your angels to deliver the good news. Gabriel, angel, we put you on your assignment. Send it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God.
My God, my God. Thank you so much. God bless you. Beautiful, wonderful. In the name of Jesus, we receive it. Amen. Let's put out there. Let's receive that in the name of Jesus. And even our Lord, may I add to that, Lord, those persons who have had job offers and the enemy came and withdrew them, I pray that you let the people who missed their blessings not be able to rest well, see their fates, knowing that they should have offered a job to these persons, and let them come back and correct that mistake in Jesus' name, and let the offer be even more, I pray, in the name of Jesus, and thank you for it. Amen. 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 I want Ambassador Pfeiffer. They had such a good youth prayer line last night. And I want her to come and basically give us a glimpse of the youth prayer line last night. Are you there, Ambassador Pfeiffer? If so, give us a glimpse of the youth prayer line and what they talked about, and just a highlight of it, if you would. Are you there? Amen. All right, Ambassador Gina, if you're there, could you give us a glimpse of that, of what they talked about last night? Either one of you. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. God bless you. Last night's prayer line, we were talking on the book of Romans 12 and 19, I believe. And we spoke about vengeance. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And some very great nuggets, some awesome nuggets were dropped last night as we began to share how we cannot take things or call ourselves giving somebody back. That's not up for us to do. That's for the Lord to do, because we know that when the Lord does it, it's going to be done right, and we don't have to worry about any charges being pressed against us for anything, because God knows exactly how and when to handle a situation. God bless you.
Thank you very much. That was very good. Thank you. They talked about vengeance is mine, said the Lord. Some of the people, even the saints, the enemy will try to move you to take vengeance against people that you feel have done you wrong. But the Lord said, vengeance is mine. He said, let me handle it. Jehaziel stood up in the midst of Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel and said, the battle is not yours anyway. It's the Lord's. So we dealt with that last night on vengeance is mine, said the Lord. Let God handle it. You try to handle it. All you're going to do is create more animosity. And when God handles it, he'll make your enemies your footstools. And I made the comment to the people that all of this is related to one of the, things that the enemy tries to use on us, and that is arrogance. And the vengeance is related to that, because I believe it was Mother Johnson made the comment, Mother Willie Johnson made the comment, that we often want to try to get people back for what they did to us. And it's all because, you know, people say, you're not going to let him get away with that. You can't let her get away with that. That's all about arrogance, trying to prick that humanistic spirit in you. You can't let her do that to you and not let her get away. You can't let her get away. See, that's arrogance. I'm fooling with the ego. You have to be careful with that. God said, let me handle it. Because if you get your ego involved, you might have a gun somewhere, and then all of a sudden the devil will tell you to get your gun out. And before you know it, you kill somebody. You're in prison for life, or you're on death row simply because of arrogance. You got to be careful with that. An arrogant thing is of the enemy. It's a part of witchcraft. Arrogance is a part of witchcraft. That's, look in the Bible. When God said he hates six things, yea, seven things. What is the first one? Pride. And a proud spirit. Because most things of the enemy stem from pride and arrogance. Be careful with that. Because the enemy will have you doing things and saying things. You're in an argument, trying to win the argument and doing everything you can. You don't even care about righteousness because of arrogance. Be careful with it. And God bless you. That's what they discussed last night on the Youth Prayer Live. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. All right, God bless all of you. We've had our praise reports. We've had our requests. And I tell you, let me ask, does anybody have a birthday today or tomorrow or around this time? We certainly want to wish you a happy birthday. Anybody?
Dr. Johnson, this is Mother Wilson.
Uh-huh.
Seventh to ninth birthday is on tomorrow, and I'm just thanking God for being alive. And I'm thanking him because I believe he's going to bless me through tomorrow.
Yes, he will. Amen. God bless you. Happy birthday, Mother Wilson. You've been faithful to the line. God bless you so much. Amen. I'm taking, many times we've gone over the 7 o'clock hour. Today I want to give you some time back. I am cognizant of family. And some of you all, I want to give you some family time back. It's 6:45. We're going to close early today. Amen. The line is open to you if you want to wish. Go ahead, somebody.
Excuse me, Chief. This is Ambassador Gina. May I just remind the people of the convention?
Yes, please.
All right. God bless you. And thanks to all of you all that are planning to come to the 2015 First Fruit Convention in Jacksonville, Arkansas. So many wonderful preparations are being made for you all, and the Lord is really opening up doors. So this year, please try and plan to come. It will be a blessing. You won't regret it. So Arkansas will be a wonderful place for you to spend your vacation, June 11th through the 14th in Jacksonville, Arkansas. It's being announced all over the radio stations in that vicinity. And also, we're going to be seeing it on TV, on cable, that advertisement. So we're expecting a glorious time in the Lord. And the Lord has really blessed us with awesome hotel rates and amenities. However, we have been asking those of you that were planning to come to please let us know. Once our block of rooms are gone at the price that we have negotiated, I'm going to be telling you all that the price will double on the room because there are other conventions going on, I believe, to Jehovah Witness. But we were blessed to get a wonderful rate. So I'm going to give you the opportunity today, if you have not notified me that you're going to need a room pass, Dr. Johnson is expecting all ambassadors elect to be attending this convention, as well as those of you that want to be a part of it. Again, you can call me at 816-425-4894 before noon today and let know that you are planning to come. The rooms are going to be very large rooms. We're actually looking at getting suites at the Wyndham, at the Wingate by Wyndham, which will include a breakfast. And we have someone that is willing to bring meals to us the entire while we're there. You can order a dinner or you may order a lunch, and they will drop those off for us. So we're trying to go all bases. We do have persons lined up, courtesy car drivers. But I must note today they are offering us the special rate of $70 per night. Again, in June, that rate is going to double to $139. So if you're thinking that you can wait and get your room, please make that decision. Just let me know. You do not have to actually pay for the room until your arrival. But if you make the reservation and fail to cancel it, you're going to be charged one night. So please, let's get in a hurry. Let's get excited about the 2015 Praise and Prayer Convention in Jacksonville, Arkansas. God bless you, and I'm looking forward to seeing all of you.
Chief Ambassador, may I add?
Yes, go ahead.
Chief Ambassador, may I add to what Sister Dina is sharing?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I just want to say this is Ambassador Stith, and I am in Arkansas, and Arkansas is excited about you all coming. Hallelujah. So we are definitely making preparations from trying to be the best hostess that we can be. So come on, block out your calendar, bring your friends, your family, have your friends in the different areas to meet you there. We're expecting a great time in the Lord. Hallelujah. High time in the Lord. And I am so excited about it. God bless you. I can't wait to meet all of you.
And God bless you, too. Oh, my God. We are making plans to be there in Jacksonville, Arkansas. Everybody, if you fly and you fly into Little Rock, it's about 10 miles outside of Little Rock, Jacksonville. And I tell you there, go ahead.
And may I also say that you do not want to miss Friday night of the convention. That's going to be the highlight of the 2015 convention. That's our chief ambassador's night. You do not want to miss it. Something very, very special is planned for that night. This is taking place at EMC, Evangelist Minister Servant Ministries Church, where Bishop James Bolden is the pastor there. Please, all those leading there, definitely do not want to miss Friday night. God bless you.
God bless you. And we're excited about it. Folks, the Lord said you have an assignment. Will you take it or not? Your assignment is to be there to receive all of the instructions for worldwide ministry. God is moving people to worldwide ministry through this to touch the world. You want to be there to be a part of this in the name of Jesus. I'm going to ask on tomorrow, everybody, bring a pen and a piece of paper. I need y'all to write a couple of letters of support for your chief ambassador. And if you would, bring a pen and a piece of paper on tomorrow. I want to mention that. Again, let me ask one more time. Is Larry on the line this morning, Larry Weinstein? If so, can you acknowledge it? Are you there? All right. God bless you. We're getting ready for something very, very special here in Kansas City on Friday. Actually, this Sunday. Well, they're coming in Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. And please keep that in your prayers that God would bless it in a great way, and it would be expanded to great limits. Some people are flying in from Canada, a film crew. These are, you might say, movie producers, and but they're going to do a documentary on your chief ambassador. And I need your prayers on it, you know, that God would bless it in a special way and that he would get all the good out of it that can be gotten. Amen. Could go into, I've seen documentaries many times, they go into movies. So let's see what the Lord's going to do through this. Whatever he does is fine. Amen. I'm asking you for your prayers. I don't mean this in any boastful way or anything. I'm just telling you what's happening. And it's going to happen here this weekend. They're coming in Thursday, which is tomorrow they'll be here. And Friday they'll be filming on Friday, Saturday. And Sunday morning they'll be filming at Amazing Grace. And we're going to have a great time. They're going to film, I think, Mother Johnson and Ambassador Lady Betty and a few other people. It's just going to be a great, great, great time. So keep it in your prayers. All right. May the Lord bless you real good. Don't have any music for you this morning. But may the Lord bless you with a great blessing between now and tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow morning. The Lord says the same at 6 a.m. May you have a wonderful day. Here's your final blessing. Father, bless them in the city and the field. Bless their families. Bless their home, I pray. And give them an unexpected financial blessing, I pray, in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Don't forget, Mother, is it Mother who has the birthday? Is that Mother Wilson or Mother Digby?
Mother Wilson.
Mother Wilson, all right. The line is open if y'all want to wish her. Well, we wait till tomorrow. Her birthday is tomorrow. All right? God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful day. I'm out. God bless you.